This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
مرحبا بهذه الكتب الطيبة، مرحبا ب إن شاء الله الإبقاء من النار، مرحبا بالصالحين، مرحبا بالصالحون، مرحبا بالمتقون. Welcome, welcome your righteous people. Welcome your beautiful faithful people. Welcome to those إن شاء الله تعالى who will be saved from hellfire tonight. إن شاء الله because Allah every night saves souls from hellfire. إن شاء الله تعالى we're going to still going to be boarding that ship. The ship through salvation, Safina from Najah. And yesterday we talked about Taqwa, before we talked about Ikhlas. And then yesterday it was Taqwa. And we explained a little bit about Taqwa, which is, you know, consciousness. Some say it's the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just so you know, my brothers, please take some notes or pictures because we're going to have some prizes and giveaways on the 48th, I believe. So we're going to have we're going to announce this today. I'm going to give you questions, and you can just throw down these questions. And then on that night, you can do maybe some, Kahoot, is it called? Kahoot. Sounds like Kahoot. Kahoot, you know, so these are the questions. The teaching. Questions from Every concept or every quality that we talk about or every attribute, I would ask about four questions. The first questions are, you can just take note, what is the root word of Ikhlas? And then from the seven categories, those who will be under the shadow of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, two amongst them, they are from the Muslim or Muslim, which are those two categories. Who are the three first people who will be thrown in hellfire? And the last question is, what is the heathen? Or what is the heathen shirk? Ma huwa al-shirk al-khafi? By the way, who knows this question? This answer will answer this question. What is a shirk al-khafi? What is the heathen shirk? Does anybody know what the heathen shirk? A man that refers themselves? No. So inshallah, you can take notes, and then we'll talk about it inshallah ta'ala. And then, what's the difference between mukhlas, mukhlas, and talis? Mukhlas with fatha, mukhlas with fatha, and talis. What are the differences? Inshallah ta'ala, make notes that we can go through that. And taqwa yesterday, these are the questions for taqwa. What is the word, root word of taqwa? And give an analogy to explain taqwa. Give an analogy to explain taqwa. How would the righteous be resurrected in the day of judgment? I talked about that yesterday as well. And what is the relationship between taqwa and fasting? So these are the questions for the round grand prizes. And you may have seen last year, the year before, and by that, alhamdulillah, we're not cheap. We did some very, very nice prizes. So, inshallah, we promise that we'll make you happy to give you that. Only apples? Oh, MacBook and MacBook and Apple, yes, this is what we gave out last year. If you remember, we gave Apple, the banana. Not that Apple. So, inshallah, today, we can be listening to in the 5-7 minutes I have left. Something that has to do with taqwa as well, because we talked about taqwa, and as I mentioned yesterday, before you put your foot, a head, you should think whether it is halal or haram. If it's not halal, if you're not sure, back up. It is better to back up rather than to do something which may lead you in life. Your life doesn't forget into your time. Taqwa, before you send an email, before you take a picture, before you say a text, before you say a word, make sure that, Allah is about you and watching. And so now, something that in fact was in accordance with taqwa, what are the fruits? What would Allah just give you? It's not a good taqwa. This is the tamaratu taqwa. This is actually in English. I'm sorry, it's wrong. Tamarat al-taqwa, it means here the fruits of taqwa. Tamarat in Arabic means faith. We will talk about tamarat. What do you get by being a mutaqwa? First and foremost, please listen to me with your eyes. Keep your ears to yourself, listen to your eyes.
What would you get for being a mutaqid? Number one, love of Allah. Love of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who fear Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what does it mean? Because a lot of us, we just take it for granted. Love of Allah, yeah, nice. Allah loves you, nice. Look, you know what that means? If Allah was to love you, as the Prophet Muhammad said, hadith for the thief, when Allah loves the person, Allah says, I become the eye with which he sees with. I become the ears with which he hears with. I become the hand with which he touches with. The feet with which he walks with. Yani, everything you do is to be mobile. It will be protected. Why? Because Allah is with you. And you see with the Lord of Allah. You hear with the Lord of Allah. You say, all you see that was sin to Allah because Allah loves you. If you were to call upon me, I shall give him. If you were to ask for Allah will answer our word because we love you. That's number one. Number two, if you get also when Allah is to love you, you will get something called Ma'iyatullah. After you have each other, what is Ma'iyatullah? Because Ma'iyatullah. معية الله والله أخي حبيبي أحبيب هذا أيوة يرجي أن الله تتكفل يعني مع الله معك الله يرجي أن تتكفل من التكفل من الله ولو مع ما من هو تعني تعرف من أنا وأكتاب المؤمن وذا but what is it here it means a specific part of companionship يعني يرجي أن التكفل من الله سبحانه وتعالى anything you do you be protected because Allah knows. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ We call it to Allah. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ And rest assured to know that Allah is with the wise men. That's number two. Number three. فَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ Whosoever sees Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide him from risk. But ways and avenues that never go up. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put this in your family, at work, children, anything you do, it will be mubarak by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ الآية الثانية وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا يَجْعَلْهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا whoever is Allah, Allah will make things easy for him. Any project you're working on. Whatever the Prophet is doing, anything that he's doing, Allah will make it easy. And the last one is barakah. What is barakah? Blessings. لو أن أهل ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لم يؤمنوا بالفتن ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض. Allah says, if أهل القرى, if the people were to fear Allah عز وجل, Allah will bless them with لفتحنا عليهم. Allah will open up ways and avenues, think barakat. It's not only one barakat. Barakat and what is barakat? It's an increase in everything. Barakat in your life, barakat in your home, barakat with your children, barakat in your time, barakat in your money. There's people who make it so much, but there is no barakat in their wealth. SubhanAllah. Allah has removed the barakat. But there are those who not make it as much. But Allah has put barakat in whatever they have to make it. Alhamdulillah. Why? Because Allah is trying to put that in their wealth. But in the teachers, before I call the family of Jesus, the Prophet says, if you were an eye that cried for the Lord Allah, would never open your eyes. And that eye that cried for the Lord Allah, that means it's full of Allah. Tonight when you go home, when you are praying, you know, at home, before sunrise, or before sunrise, in Qiyam al-Layl, and you make him dua, and you remember your sins, and then you what? You remember your sins, and you make him dua, and you keep some fears, that fear will fail the Lord for you to enter Jannah, inshaAllah, that because an eye that cries for fear of Allah can never enter that fire. May Allah grant you all kinds of things like that. May Allah make you all, inshaAllah, entire from the people who can stay from their fire. May Allah make you taqwa. Allah, may Allah make you taqwa. In everything that we do, expect inshaAllah, inshaAllah, to come to the market, barakallahu alaykum, salamu alaykum, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.